Activate your voice. Activate it now.
Welcome to 776 Fort Worth, Texas.
Welcome to Activate Live. I'm Tanya Hutchins, coming to you live from IAM District 776 in Fort Worth, Texas. We're here because the Southern Territory is hosting the IAM's Aerospace Conference, the first one in about 5 years. And we've been getting updates on the industry and broken out into workshops, which continue tomorrow. But today, we took a tour of the Lockheed Martin production facility, which is literally across the street from the district offices and Union Hall. International President Bob Martinez is here with members of the Executive Council, but we'd like to give you a taste of what this week has been like so far. So we're going to talk to quite a few members to tell you about themselves, their jobs, and their impressions of the conference and the aerospace industry as a whole. So first up, we have District 776 Directing Business Representative Paul Black to give us an overview. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what has this week been like so far for you here at the Aerospace Conference?
Well, it's been an enjoyable week so far. We've learned quite a bit. The workshops are really good, informative, and we're having a good time.
Tell us a little bit about the district and the members here that we represent.
Well, the district, we represent people from Corpus Christi to Wichita Falls, out to Abilene, all over the state of Texas. We have a lot of our membership in the service contract arena, out there servicing aircraft for the military and maintaining the jets for the schools and the equipment for the schools. And then here in Fort Worth, we build the F-35. And so our district is full of aerospace.
It must be so helpful to be right across the street from Lockheed Martin when it comes to servicing the members.
It is. For the members here in Fort Worth, we've had this location since our inception back in the 40s. We used to be right there on the corner, the old building you see out there. And we moved here in 2006, and it is very helpful to be right here across the street. And
because members can come right from work,
accessible, right?
Right.
Yep.
And that old building right now you use as a training facility.
It's a training facility, correct.
Yeah. How much does that help, having the training facility right here in the vicinity?
Well, it helps because they do part of their training over there. They let them know what it's like to work in a union environment, and they expose them to the union early on in their training. So when they come into the shops here like Lockheed Martin, and we've got some other area aerospace like Bell Helicopter, they're familiar with the unions and they join.
And they must be some of the first to hear about job openings.
Right.
Like if somebody's interested in training, should they just call over to the training facility?
They can call over there to the Community Learning Center, as it's called, or they can call our office and we'll put them in contact with who they need to talk to.
What other message would you like to send to the members of 776 and the Southern Territory? Because we have people here from all over the country.
Well, the message is for me is keep doing the good job that you've been doing. These folks have stood up to some of the biggest names in aerospace to obtain decent contracts and build some of the best aircraft there is today and maintain the aircraft for the military. They do an outstanding job. So just keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Paul, for joining us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you for hosting us, and we're going to talk to some more members of the district.
Thank you very much.
In a couple minutes. Thanks
All right.
so much.
Thank you.
So that was Paul Black. He is the District 776 Directing Business Rep, which we affectionately call the DBR in this area. So we're here, if you're just joining us, for the Aerospace Conference. And this is going on all week long. It goes on through Friday morning. So we are having plenary sessions, we're having breakout sessions, and we just wanted to talk to a few of the members here in the district before we get out to a lot of the other members across the country to give you an idea of what it is like. So right now, we actually have here Eddie, right? Lynch. Eddie Lynch is here, and I'm actually going to give Eddie the microphone so he can call, he can hold it pretty close there. But Eddie, tell us a little bit about your job and what you do.
Well, I've been for Lockheed out here for 40 years just the other day, and right now I'm a senior steward for the plant right now at the Ford Fuselage of the F-35 program.
That is
And it's pretty active. We got a lot of new hires coming in. Everybody's getting more adjusted to building this rate we're on right now. So it's been real good.
So the rate is building up, isn't it?
Yes. We finished 66 airplanes last year by December 29th. We're going to do 130 this year. 91 this year and 130 next year. So we're looking to finish 91, and we're getting pretty close right now.
That is excellent. I see how close you are to the plant across the street, and it seems like it's so easy for somebody to get off their shift and then just come over here if they need help. How important is that to make sure that they can find you or they can find who they need?
It's very important when they're looking for a steward and they've got problems within their department, or maybe their steward was absent or something like that, and so they get the opportunity to come over here and see a BA. There's always one here. So from early in the morning to late in the evening. So it's very good if they can't find their steward, you know, or steward may be absent. So it's very handy.
How long have you been a steward?
I've been a steward for 36 years.
That is amazing. So you've seen so much in the industry changing.
I have.
What was it like when you first started out?
When I first started out was 1978 and with the F-16 program, and we was on number 5, which we finished out with about 4,700, I believe. And I was on the first F-35 built, and been with them ever since on the F-35 program, and it's quite a change. We've had see a whole group of retirement people leave, and the new hires come in with great attitudes, ready to go to work, great opportunity for them. And you're talking about a contract that's scheduled for 30 years. This is the only fifth-generation fighter ever built. And there'll be no other fifth-generation fighters built.
Wow. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us for a few minutes to let us know what it's like. And any parting words?
Well, to our congressmen and senators, we need all your backing, because this airplane is built in 47 states with parts from 47 states. So carry on, and we'll keep building it and get the job done for you. We have great, skilled workers.
Great, thank you so much. Eddie Lynch, you know, they call him the ambassador here because he's been around for so long and he's been helping so many people. And we have just members just coming in and sitting down. We're going to try to get as many members as we can here to talk to you. So Eloy Rodriguez is here. So Eloy, tell us a little bit about what your position is here in the district and what you do, and I'll let you hold the mic straight to your mouth.
All right. My name is Eloy Rodriguez. I'm the Secretary Treasurer for Local Lodge 776A, and I'm also a low observable material finisher in the factory. What I do is I assist with a team where we do all the robotics in the paint applications for component assembly parts.
That is incredible. So what is a typical day like for you?
A typical day is we prep a lot of parts for the F-35 program, and we set them in the robot, and we let the robot do its final finishes. So basically, we make the airplane disappear.
Oh, that is amazing. That truly is amazing. So when you come to the Union Hall, in terms of servicing our members, what are some of the things that you're running into now in the aerospace industry and the changes that you've seen?
Well, some of the changes that I've seen, we have a unique opportunity here at the IAM with all the hiring of employees over at Lockheed Martin. We're seeing a unique trend in new employees. That means new union members. And for today's environment for the IAM, that's huge when we get to increase our numbers for membership. So that to me is we're able to service more members. That's the biggest change that I've seen today.
So we see a lot of young people coming in now, and there are mentorship and opportunities, there are, you know, apprenticeships. What is your message to the young people who are just starting out?
Well, we need to be educated with the IAM and understand why we're here with the union, what the union can do for you also. Without this airplane across the street, we need to work together with the management over there, educate with the IAM, learn why you're here, learn what we can do for you.
So ask questions.
Ask questions.
Come
we're here.
Come to meetings, right?
Come to the meetings. Come to the meetings. They're very informative, and the more people we can get informed and the more participation we can get, the stronger we can become in solidarity.
All right. I'll give this your opportunity for any shout-outs or parting words that you have for the members across the country that weren't able to be here.
Just in solidarity, really come to the meetings, participate in your local unions across the United States. It was interesting to see everyone here from across the country, Canada, all the northern states. It was great to meet everybody. Go to your meetings and participate in your union. Be a big participation in your union. That's all I've got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Eloy Rodriguez. He is the Secretary Treasurer here with Local 776. And now we're going to bring in Erica Hamilton. And Erica is the Local 776A Union Safety Coordinator. And she's going to tell us a little bit about what that job entails. So, Erica.
Yes, ma'am.
What does it take to be a union safety coordinator?
Well, we make sure every day that we let our members know that we want them to come in and go home the same way they came in. So safety is our number one priority in the plant. And we also serve as a liaison between the company and OSHA. So if we have to do any investigations that involves them, we help out with that. We also help with our injured employees return to work and how to navigate the workers' comp system. Pretty much anything under the sun has to do with safety, we're there for them.
So do new employees come to you and speak to you in terms of training, or do they come to you after they've already been working a little while?
We actually go to new hire orientation every week and give a presentation on safety. Mm-hmm. And we hand out safety badges and let them know our contact information. And then we make sure that we go and walk the plant and introduce ourselves and just make sure everybody's doing okay. So we're always accessible to the membership.
You know, you said something so important in the beginning, like we want to make sure that we go home the way that we arrived.
Yes.
We wake up in the morning, go to work, we want to come home safe and help. And I think that is one of the most important things that unions do.
Absolutely.
Is talk about safety, because, you know, that's the top thing. We don't want any worker deaths or worker injuries or illnesses. And, you know, how can we get through to our members? That's one of the top things that unions try to protect.
Well, I think that, especially coming into Lockheed, these people have probably, a lot of these folks have waited a long time to get a job there, and they want to keep their job there for a very long time and have a good retirement and just a good life. And so it is important to take care of your body just like you take care of everything else, and stay safe before you go to work. Don't rush. It's going to get done.
Any parting words before you leave?
No, I'm just so glad to have everybody here, and it was great to do this interview with you. I thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, that was Erica Hamilton. She's the Local 776A Union Safety Coordinator. So now we're going to bring up someone from the Texas AFL-CIO. So Rick Levy is going to come up here. And Rick, come sit on down here. I'm going to give you this mic.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Hold it close, because we have some, that sound you hear in the background are simulators that are in the union hall.
Yeah.
So we've had everybody here stopping in at the district. We all had lunch together during the aerospace conference, and there are some simulators in the room, which are very cool, and people are able to sit down. Have you tried the simulator,
No,
Rick?
I'm waiting to do it. I had too much barbecue earlier. They told me they didn't want to clean up the floor, so they told me to wait a little bit, and then I'll be over there.
Well, we wanted to talk to you to give us a little overview of just how is the aerospace industry doing, especially from a Texas perspective.
Yeah, we're so excited to have the conference here in Texas, because the machinists here are growing. And they're organizing, and there's a lot of work, and they couldn't do it without the machinists, and they play a really big role in the Texas AFL-CIO and in our labor movement. So it's a big deal to have all the folks here in Texas. We're proud to host them.
Well, we are glad to be here also.
Mm-hmm.
This week for the Aerospace Conference, were you joining us earlier?
No, I just came today.
Okay.
Because I've had this date circled on my calendar
That's
for a while
great.
Because I'm going on the tour. As soon as we hang up here, I'm going on that tour, so I'm excited to see it.
That's a pretty good tour. I learned a lot.
You went on it?
I went on the tour. I learned the difference between an upper wing and a lower wing and a center wing.
Okay.
And I kind of thought of it as like a sandwich, but it made sense in my mind.
Well, you're just bragging now, but I hope I can understand it when I get through, too.
And the assembly line is more than a mile long.
Yeah,
I think it said like
amazing.
A mile and
the scale of it is just mind-boggling. And they're hiring 1,000 new people trying to.
Tell us more
about
that.
Yeah, so it's just the work is such that they need people to do it. And so that's you know, we're anything we can do to help, that's what we're going to do.
And people still need jobs in this day and age.
You think? Yeah, I think so.
Especially skilled trades.
Exactly.
Well, we hope that the jobs continue to grow.
Absolutely.
And our membership continues to grow. Any parting words before you leave?
Just how proud we are of International President Bob Martinez, and just looking up and seeing him at the head of this union. Him being from Texas and all he brings to it, and Dora Cervantes from Texas, I just feel like we have a special place in our heart for the machinists, and we're glad y'all are here.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your tour, because we don't
want you
to miss it.
Oh, we'll talk about different kinds of wings when I get out.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. Right. There'll be a test.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So that is Rick Levy from the Texas AFL-CIO, and we have Tony Spicer coming over here now. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the mic.
Okay.
And
just
point it towards your mouth and tell us what you do, what's a typical day like for you, and where you're from and everything.
Okay, yeah. Tony Spicer, Local 639, Wichita, Kansas, Learjet. And typical day there. Wichita has been the air capital of the world. We build a lot of planes as well, so it's great to come here and make the connection, obviously, with the aerospace and the aircrafts and the military side.
So did you take the tour yet?
No, I'm actually still waiting, but I had a fun time here meeting all the different people from around the country and been able to talk, chat, solidarity, so having a good time.
So it should be interesting, and probably why you wanted to go on the tour, to see a different production facility and how they do things.
Yeah, the military side. We build the business jets and commuter jets and service them. So to actually see the high-tech military ones, yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to it. Be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been at Learjet?
30-plus years.
So you've seen a lot of changes over the years. What was it like when you first started?
Well, back then, we was actually producing more planes, mm-hmm. had a lot more people. Over the years, the ups and downs in the airplane industry and recessions and different things, we've lost some people. We don't build quite as many planes, but here in the last few years, it's starting to have that upturn again. So I think over the next few years, I think we'll be able to hopefully get back up and bring on more people, build more planes. And one of the things is get a lot more younger people involved and get them in, because as our membership out there gets a little older and the experience, we need to get some young people in to mentor them to get them into the jobs.
Excellent. What do you think so far of the aerospace conference this week?
I think it's been great. Again, the solidarity and meeting people from different areas, different ideas, and then to come here on the tour, and this is a great hall that they have here, and to see what they have, it's been fantastic.
How much does that help to talk to people from other areas of the country who may be going through some of the same things as you are?
I think it's good to see, because obviously the defense right now is up and spending on that, which is great for the nation and everything. So it's good to see the economy here and hiring and putting more people on. So there's hope, and the industry is coming back. So we can go back and tell people, how they're doing here, and try to be productive to show, and positive. We can get back too as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tony Spicer from Learjet, who's been with the union for more than 30 years. So come on over. We have John Limbo joining us. So John, I'm going to let you hold the mic, and you can make sure it's pointing towards your mouth there so we can hear you. So tell us a little bit about where you work, what you do.
I work for Hexcel Aerospace in Seattle, Washington. We build helicopter blades. We do put different parts for Boeing. We're also doing stuff for SpaceX now. So it's quite an array of parts. We're a big composite factory, basically.
So what's a typical day like for you?
I start up in the morning about 4:30 and end up finishing up probably about 5 or 6. And I also have a farm, so get out and feed the animals and take care of all that, too.
So you're busy.
Oh, yeah.
You are definitely busy. How long have you been in the business?
I've been in aerospace now for 34, going on 35 years.
So what are some of the changes that you've seen from when you first started until now?
I think safety and health have been one of the major changes. We've become more environmentally conscious. the union's been a big part of it in the last probably 10 years for me as far as training and education, because it's helped me finish my college degree and, you know, helped me build a better life, taught me more about how to give back to the community.
That's right. We're what, justice on the job and service to the community
service
is our motto.
Yeah.
That's great. How has this week been like for you?
Well, it's been pretty good. I mean, Texas hospitality has been great. You know, I had a good day today, you know, from 776. And waiting to go on the tour, so it's kind of the anxiety's running right now. You know?
I know. I have to make sure that you don't miss the bus. But is there anything that stood out to you yesterday when you were in some of those breakout sessions or in the plenary session?
Probably Martinez. Well, I like Martinez's speech, you know, the opening. You know, learning about, you know, the fundamentals of contracting and how to negotiate contracts, you know, things that are important.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'll let you give a shout out to anybody back home if you have any parting words.
Go Seahawks.
I knew he was going to say that. Everybody.
No, actually Sounders too, because they're getting close to getting into the playoffs. So.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll let you go on your tour. You must be looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
And to see something, you know, in a different facility.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been in a couple different facilities, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they've got.
Great. Well, thanks for taking time out to talk to us. Oh, wait, before you go, you are a union steward, and you have been for a while. What do you think the key is to being a good union steward for some of the people that may just be starting out as union stewards?
Stay open-minded and listen to all sides of the stories. Try and always find common ground, because we can never always be right and we can never always be wrong, but there's always a common ground. That seems to be the best spot.
That's true. Okay. Well, thanks so much, John, for taking
the
time out to talk to us. Thank you. So that is John Linbo, and John is from Local 289. He is a union steward, and he's been there for a while. I'm just waving in our next guest because we're trying to get as many members in here as we can to talk to you about their jobs, what they do, what a typical day is like. And if you're just joining us, we are here at the IAM Aerospace Conference in Fort Worth, Texas. It's been going on all week, and it continues through Friday. So we have here Paul
Schubert.
All right, I've met so many people, I'm trying to keep the faces and the names together. So I'm going to let you hold the mic close to your mouth there, and tell us, you know, where you're from and what you do.
I'm from Everett, Washington, and I work for the Boeing Company. I'm a wing body joint mechanic.
And what does that mean?
I attach the wings to the barrel section, the body of the airplane.
So what is a typical day like for you?
Typical day, you go, you clock in. We're on a rate where we do the same jobs every 3 days. So one day we load the wings and we'll drill, install fasteners. Then the next day we'll come in and we'll take care of all the additional panels, wing leading edges, things like that. And then the next day we get the airplane ready to move to the next position.
This seems like the timing must be like precise to stay on track. How do you stay on track, like on schedule?
We have very rigid schedules. It's taken a while. The program is several years old now. So over the course of time, we've established how long it takes to do certain jobs. They build that into the plan. They've determined if we cut a little time here, a little time there, we can do jobs in this amount of time, and it's dialed in really well.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like a well-oiled machine now.
Very much so.
How did you get involved with the union?
Honestly, I hired into the Boeing Company, and we're a closed shop. So I said, hey, I'm a member of a union. I'm going to start going to these meetings. So I went to the meetings, and I thought it was a really good thing. We had volunteer opportunities, so I'd volunteer for different functions. And then I got to know more and more people, and as I did, they were giving me more and more responsibility.
And you just took that responsibility on and ran with it.
I did.
And now you're president, right?
Yes.
That is great.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you want young people to know who are just entering the industry and just entering the union?
I think any young people who are just entering the industry and the union should definitely get involved. Get to know the people in your union. Get involved. Become active. If you see places where there are opportunities or anything that needs changed, you can only change it if you're involved. So I think they should all get involved when they hire in.
Okay, thank you for taking time out.
Thank you.
To talk to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that was Paul Schubert, Local 751A president. And we're going to keep this theme going with Washington State here. So come on over. We got Jim McKenzie coming here. So Jim is also president, but he's president of 751C. So all the locals in Washington State, if they're in District 751, the locals have letters behind them. Correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to let you hold the mic close to your mouth there so we can
sure.
hear you.
Sorry.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and what your job entails.
I work for the Boeing Airplane Company in the Fabrication Division, which is located in Auburn, Washington. I repair and maintain machine tools, and those are the machines that make the parts for the airplanes. So that's anything from a bench grinder to a nine-axis machine tool. Presses, five-axis, three-axis machine tools.
Okay, there's a tour leaving. I want to make sure. Is this your tour that you're...
No.
Oh, good. Okay,
I've
so we can talk to
yes.
you just for a few minutes.
Sure.
What did you think of the tour that you took of Lockheed Martin?
I'll tell you what, it reminds me of the Boeing final assembly plant, but on a smaller scale. Very similar. A lot of the processes are very similar. I was impressed. Talking to some of the people that work there, they have the same concerns we do. They have the same things going on.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
When you're in a conference where you meet people from all over, not only the country, but even
sure.
people from Canada,
yes.
you know, what are some of the common themes that you hear?
3D printing is the biggest common theme right now. That's what's coming in. That's the new thing.
And we're trying to get that into our contracts, right?
Absolutely trying to get that into the contract because these companies will be making parts and pieces and tooling with these 3D printers, and we want to make sure we're up to speed.
Make sure we know what's going on and we
Absolutely.
Keep that in our collective
yes.
bargaining agreement.
Yes, yes. That's the new technology we need to stay ahead of.
How long have you been working at Boeing?
I've been at Boeing for about a little over 10 years, and I've been repairing machinery for about 38.
What changes have you seen over the years in the aerospace industry?
In the aerospace industry?
If you think back to when you first started.
I think back to when my father worked in the aerospace industry, right out of the Air Force. That's what got us up to Washington. He was in the Air Force in Southern California, and he got stationed at McCord, and then he went to work for Boeing. And a lot of the changes have been the technology, just the airplane technology, has changed dramatically. And the amount of people that are in that industry in our area has actually gone down as they've outsourced.
That is a huge problem, outsourcing.
Yes, it's a huge problem.
You know, that's one of the things that our international president, Bob Martinez, talked about.
Sure.
Trying to get that under control and getting people to make sure that we keep jobs in North America.
Right.
You know, because we have members in the United States and Canada, so.
Yes, we do.
Now, you mentioned your dad.
Yes.
When you were growing up, did you know you were going to work at Boeing?
Had
like,
no
how
idea.
How did you get interested in working there?
Actually, how I got interested was the industry I used to be in left the country. And I did that for about 28 years. I worked in the printing industry on presses and so forth. Very similar components as the machinery I work on now. The technology is very similar. A lot of what you might call CNC was integrated in the printing equipment, and the mechanical components are the same. They just work a little bit differently. So as that went away, I had applied at Boeing and some other places, and I got an interview, and I got hired on.
And you had seen, you know, the benefits that your dad had.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd seen the benefits he had. And I have a sister that's been at Boeing for about 32 years now.
So you grew up understanding those union benefits.
Oh, sure. I was a steward. Actually, I was in the Teamsters Union before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was a steward for 16 of those years. And
so when you talk to a family that's non-union, and they could be friends, they could be neighbors, you know, do you find yourself having to explain, you know, why you have certain benefits because they were negotiated for
you? Oh, absolutely. Sure.
What is that conversation like?
Well, I had a neighbor where I used to live, and he thought that we were privileged because we were a union. And I went along with it. I said, yes, we are privileged. And if you'd like to come down and apply, and perhaps if you get hired, you can become privileged and be a union member as well.
Wow.
Sure.
What did he say to that?
What could he say?
Right? I can just see his eyes opening up like, wow, you too can have a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. You too can have a good job. Just get hired and come on in and pay your dues, and you'll understand.
That's
it's a good
right.
thing.
That's right.
It's a good thing.
So what has this week been like for you at the Aerospace Conference?
Oh, this week at the Aerospace Conference has been great. I've met people from Canada, from all over the U.S. Like I said before, we have all the same concerns. We have the same things going on. Not really a whole lot of differences other than, you know, there are places in this country that the work has really gone. It's diminished. One fellow was telling me they had 7,000 dues-paying members at one time, and now they're down to 256.
Wow.
So that's a sad story. He works for a different aerospace company, and they've outsourced, you know, almost all of their work. So on that note, it's a little scarier than it is where we're thriving in the Seattle area in aerospace, and here in Fort Worth.
Yeah, those are part of our challenges,
right?
is you know, outsourcing, trying to fight that, you know, fair trade instead of free trade.
Yes.
But I think hopefully the average Americans and Canadians are understanding that now.
And while these companies, I think they all have the same game plan. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. Everybody has the same story. And it seems like through globalization, they're using the same methods. And I think we're going to have to use the same methods with other unions in other countries and really pull this solidarity thing together. And I think we're going to have to do more of that. Instead of standing alone, we need to pull together.
Do you have any advice for newcomers to the industry or even to the union?
They need to remember that what they have and what they're coming into was built on the backs of the people before them. It was negotiated, and it's not the company that's giving you these things. It's things that have been negotiated over generations.
That's true. A lot of people don't think they have a lot, but
right.
Some companies may want you to have even less, and the union
get
you what you have now.
Right. The company doesn't want you to have anything. Right.
So, any parting words for your members back home who weren't able to be here at the Aerospace Conference?
Keep up the good fight.
All right.
Keep up the good fight.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Jim McKenzie, he is the president of Local 751C in Washington State. So, he has come a little bit across the country, a little bit down to the south in Texas here. And if you are just joining us, we are here at the Aerospace Conference in Fort Worth, Texas. We're coming to you from the District Hall 776 in Fort Worth, and we are directly across from the Lockheed Martin production facility. So we have been here since Monday. The conference continues through Friday, and you can see here, this is outside. It's a picture of the Union Hall, and behind there with the white and the blue, that's the Lockheed Martin front gate. So we went through there and we did a tour earlier this morning. Some people are going over to do a tour right now to see a very long production line. I think it's more than a mile. They said a mile and about 12 feet to see our members at work and what they go through and to kind of like put a face on the job. So I'm going to look around and see if there's anybody else here that we had on the list to interview. Most of the people have left to go on the tour. So we're probably going to sign off and just let you know that this Aerospace Conference is continuing through Friday. We want you to, if you work in the aerospace industry, to go ahead and comment on this video. Let us know what you do. If you're working in the aerospace industry or you used to work in the aerospace industry, we will have updates for you via email and also on all of our social media channels. So stay tuned to Facebook, to Twitter and YouTube if you weren't able to be here. And if you like what you've seen, please share this video. We are going to see you next week, same time, same social media platform. And remember, you can watch it anytime once the show has posted. So we'll see you next week.